prisoner with conflicting feelings about his actions, nor can he torture while holding only those administratively phrased justifications. It's not that it's psychologically that would make little sense. What is presented to the public often has to be different from the totality of attitudes and values held. Brody concludes by describing the realistic attempts certain sectors of society can make in changing the meaning the state gives to torture. I think adding to this a more specific understanding of the rhetoric of power politics and the social psychological realities of these arguments might make the situation more clear and realistically, hopefully realistically changeable. A professor of mine once wrote on my paper commenting on my argumentative word choice, abstract language can sometimes be a form of injustice. Think about it. Relevant to all within which justifications for torture are made, this is a sound observation, if not about abstractions, because you know the Bush administration the state will not use language that is abstract. At least not